The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Sometimes you have a chance encounter with someone and you don't know how to follow up, or you miss the opportunity in real life to follow up with them. So you have to go down to your mother's basement and write them a little love note on Craigslist in the hopes that they will find it randomly and you will have that connection again.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connection. Want to go first?
Sure. Heading to Walmart.
All right.
Man for woman, God placed you in Walmart.
Oh.
Divine intervention.
Obviously.
For this one. You was the cute brunette picking out Dentia cream and marshmallows at the Walmart on Veterans Parkway.
Oh.
We're across the bridge.
Random,
it's a lot.
Random things.
It is a random shopping list.
Sure.
That's where we're starting. I was shocked when I saw you, not because you were too young to be picking out denture cream, but because you look just like my deceased girlfriend.
Oh. Okay.
Is this all right?
Okay.
She passed on a few years back. You literally are the spitting image of her. I didn't say anything because I was so caught off guard.
Oh.
Obvi.
Right.
You didn't have a ring on, so I know you're not married.
Okay,
I feel like God has given me a second chance by placing you in my life at Walmart's. And for the record, you have great taste in denture cream.
Are you kidding me?
Affordable and functional.
Okay.
This is all I know about you, that you're brunette, you buy denture cream and marshmallows and shop at Walmart. What am I missing? Fill in the blanks. Hit me up.
Wow. Okay. Brunette with denture cream and marshmallows at Walmart. It's Craigslist missed connections. This is another man for woman. It's just titled, I Made Love to a Car Mechanic.
Oh, wow. Wow. All right.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
Yeah.
But I'm a guy who is looking for the mechanic I made sweet, sweet romance with last month. You had to be the only woman who works at this shop.
Yeah.
You and another guy were closing the shop and my car was taking a while and you apologized. I lied and told you I was in medical sales as I kept checking my watch.
Guess he's not, huh?
Like most women, my career appeared to get your own engine firing on all cylinders.
Oh, wow!
After I checked out, you appeared to be locking the garage and knocked on my window and asked if I could give you a ride home. Saying you're co-worker just left and your car wouldn't start and you'd worry about it in the morning. I agreed.
Yeah.
And you asked me to drive to a, quote, secret spot about two blocks away.
That doesn't sound like a first rodeo.
After you checked under my hood, you got out of the car, said your car was actually fine and I should just drive off and that you would walk back to your car.
What?
All I want to say...
What?
Is that your shop has great customer service and definitely the best rewards program I've ever heard of. Giving you 4 stars on Yelp. Wow.
What just happened?
That was a lot. There was a lot.
Oh.
Okay, so...
And I'm going to look at things at the car mechanic a lot differently now. I got to be honest.
This has been Craigslist.